I'm Tricia Torrey, the founder and executive director of AHFA, the Alliance of Professional Health Advocates. This is the second in our Is Independent Advocacy Right for Me? series of podcasts. You've identified yourself as someone who thinks just maybe advocacy is right for you, and because independent patient advocacy is a career for those with passion and compassion for others, meaning you'll probably invest your blood, sweat, and tears into making it work for patients, we want you to be sure it's a good fit before you begin to invest your time, money, efforts, and emotions into carving your niche in our advocacy world. By the time our series is complete, we hope you'll say, yes, 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 independent advocacy does sound right for me. So let's get started. Well, today's podcast is called Making a Living as an Independent Advocate. We're going to cover money questions like, can I make a living as a professional independent advocate? How much do advocates charge? What does it cost to get started? How much money can I really make? Well, I think over the years, these have been the questions that maybe someday advocates ask the most, although they usually dance around them. What they ask me is, do people make a living doing this? They ask that as if making a living as an advocate shouldn't be allowed, as if creating a career out of helping someone isn't kosher. And honestly, I find that to be ridiculous. I mean, do you ever hear a doctor ask that question, or a lawyer, or any other service professional? Well, of course not. And, truthfully, what they really want to know, what they really want to ask is, how much money can I make? What do advocates charge? Can I afford to quit my job to be an advocate? What I so often hear all the time is, I've been helping people all my life, and now I just want to get paid for it. Yeah, you might be thinking that too. Go ahead, chuckle. I read your mind, didn't I? Now, whether or not you can make a living as an independent advocate is answered by responding with a definite maybe in two parts. So here's part one. Yes, when we look at just the numbers, you can most definitely make a living at being an independent advocate. AHFA actually has member advocates who are easily making six figures, and some have a waiting list of clients. They're that good. I know of one who made six figures in her first year of business. Now, making six figures in that first year is not the norm, but obviously it's possible. So that answers that part of the question. What are those advocates charging? That I don't know for sure because they all structure their contracts in different ways and they charge different amounts for different services. But what I can give you is a range of charges for all the advocates I know of in business who are successful. And let me emphasize that phrase, successful, because there are many who are charging less than this and they're not successful. I'll address that more in just a minute. Among successful advocates, the range of hourly charges seems to be from about $75 to $450 per hour. Yes, I did say $450 per hour. Now, I'm not telling you that so you can think, whoa, yes, I can make a ton of money, because there is little or no chance you can start out with those kinds of charges. The one advocate I know who charges $450 an hour has been doing independent professional advocacy for decades. You're not there yet. If I had to make a guess on an average charge, I'd put it somewhere around $150 an hour, give or take, with lots of dependencies. Now, as I mentioned a minute ago, there are advocates charging less than $75 an hour, but guess what? They will be out of business, kaput, in just a few months. I know that may seem like a lot of money to you if you've been employed somewhere else up to this point, but remember, you'll be self-employed, paying for things your employer paid for, like health insurance, your work computer, even your retirement savings. And now that you will be your own employer, the cost for those things will come directly from you. I'll throw in another thought here. That is that the smartest, best-prepared advocates have taken the time to figure out exactly what they should charge. There are books and courses and articles available to help with that, all available either free or with discounts provided to AHFA members. Now, part two to the answer of making a living as an advocate. Part two isn't about money directly. Part two is about you and your efforts toward putting yourself out there to let the world know about your services and your ability to help them. It's called client acquisition. It's a marketing activity, and it's paired with other business-related efforts you will need to make, like budgeting and contracting, obtaining liability insurance, all those tasks required to keep a business humming. So that's what I want you to know today. I want you to know that, yes, sing it loud and sing it proud. You can make a living through professional independent advocacy. You might even be able to quit your job to do it, and you can be highly and financially successful helping people on their journey through the healthcare system. Not only is it possible math-wise, but it's possible in reality because hundreds of people are doing it today. And I'm here to tell you, very proudly, like Mother Hen proudly, that many of them are succeeding because they've turned to their AFA membership to help, because that's what AFA does. We hold your hand through the process of learning the business skills needed, helping you to set up and grow a practice. That's why the Alliance of Professional Health Advocates exists. It's what we do, the core of our work. And we do it primarily for the patients who need you, by helping you to start and sustain a practice. Now, since you're already a member of AFA, find links to the resources you need about pricing and client acquisition on the same page where you found this podcast. Our next podcast will answer your questions about experience and education. What background do you need to be an effective independent advocate? Do you need to be a nurse? Do you need a degree? Do you need to be certified or licensed? We'll address those next. Thanks for joining us for this podcast about making a living as a patient advocate. We hope we provided an answer you can use.